A serious brain injury represents a pivotal moment. It can result in devastating permanent changes to one's quality of life, taking them away from family, friends, and work. But in many instances, proper attention from the right medical specialist can mean a dramatic rehabilitation in even severe cases. Not everyone has equal access to the resources that may save their lives, but that's something our next guest has worked very hard to change. He's Dr. Mark Ashley, and he's founder, president, and CEO of the Center for NeuroSkills. Dr. Ashley joins us now on the Executive Report. Welcome.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be here.
Now, Doctor, when does recovery from brain injury start, and how long does the rehabilitation process last?
Well, recovery starts immediately following stabilization of the patient medically. The brain's metabolism begins to normalize, and from there the brain begins to make changes in itself to help in its own repair. So rehabilitation can last anywhere from weeks to months in most cases, and in some cases we see neurologic recovery that can extend for a period of years.
Well, what is the public awareness of this devastating injury, and what is the state of medical coverage when it comes to rehabilitation?
Well, up until recently, public awareness was not good. With the increased awareness brought by the National Football League, the NHL, and the military, brain injury has become much better understood by the general public and by the general medical community. So what we see is much greater awareness, and unfortunately that awareness doesn't match up now with medical coverage when it comes to rehabilitation. Rehabilitation benefits in large measure were devised for orthopedic injuries and not these long-lasting neurologic injuries. And so as a result, many health insurance plans, if not most health insurance plans, have strikingly limited benefits available for neurologic rehabilitation.
So is there any chance that we might be able to establish an appropriate level of coverage in the future?
Yes, we're working at the Brain Injury Association of America to establish conversation with the Health and Human Services Secretary's office and other federal agencies that are involved in healthcare reform and in definition of benefits that will be covered under the Essential Benefits Package of the Patient Care and Affordability Act that was passed just recently. So there is a continuum of care that's been in place for about 30 years now, and this continuum of care is available to some patients who sustain brain injury, like Congresswoman Giffords, but it's not available to all patients, and of course it should be. So we're working to try to improve understanding of the needs of people with brain injuries in the health insurance community to ensure that patients get all the treatment that they need.
Dr. Ashley, thank you so much for joining us on the Executive Report.
Well, thank you for your interest.
Dr. Mark Ashley is founder, president, and CEO of the Center for NeuroSkills, and you'll find them on the web at neuroskills.com. That's NeuroSkills.com.